right, item three, public comment. This is the time on our agenda where we allow public comment for items not on the agenda. Let me check in with staff. Do we have any public comment this morning?
Yes, we do. We have Carol.
All right. Well, let's move Carol over there. I see Carol's hand.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Carol.
You're able to hear me okay?
I can hear you. Your 3 minutes begins now.
Okay, great. This is Carol Nowicki. I'm the wife of the fire chief you tried to illegally take benefits from after he had contributed to your agency for 28 years. In 2015, you called my husband in for a hearing without any regard to his family matters, without any indication of what he was going to be asked. If you read the transcript of that hearing, you repeatedly asked him exactly what date he decided to retire 6 years previous. He went to the podium and you expected him to be able to not only remember, but to pull a date out of thin air of the exact moment he decided to retire. When he did the best he could to come up with some sort of an answer, you immediately attacked him with accusations that he was manipulating the retirement system. There have been perhaps tens of thousands of retirees who have come through your system. My question is, besides my husband, how many other retirees have you called in for a hearing and demanded to know what day they decided to retire? What gave you that right to think you could demand an answer to that question? Was it because of the lies that Lederman told you in his opening statement? Or was that because that was just part of your preconceived plan to grasp at straws and ask questions that would make Pete look like some sort of crook? It wouldn't surprise me, since it was your attorney in the appellate court who compared Pete to a criminal, until the judges asked Lederman if that was his objective, to make him look like a felon. It was only then that Lederman put his tail between his legs and begged off. Do your job, read the transcripts, and then do your job and fire your legal group, who knows only how to lie and make pointless allegations. But I guess you won't do that until Borenstein starts writing about it in the paper, will you? My second question is, what difference does it make whatever date Pete decided to retire? Is there something in the bylaws that mandate what date an employee can decide to retire? Is there something in the statutes that specify when a person can decide to retire? Do you think that your position on the board gives you the right to ask those sorts of questions? Even after you asked that particular question and Pete shared with you personal aspects of what he was going through at work and at home, one of your directors then called him, quote, disingenuous. I guess you feel you can do and ask whatever you want. After all, you're all big time directors at Cicera. And Pete would like to speak now that my 3 minutes is up.
Actually, you came in just under, but thank you. Mr. Oh. Nowicki, did you want to begin your comment now?
I do.
All right. Your 3 minutes begin.
This is Pete Nowicki, the fire chief you tried to illegally take benefits from and were stopped by the California courts. At the witch hunt hearing you conducted in 2015, I told you that I was originally turning down the job because I was being offered less than I was currently making as a battalion chief. I also told you that I was promised that if I took the position, I was assured that after my first annual review, they would rectify the issue and pay me more than my subordinates. Using my own terminology, I called it a gentleman's agreement. Many of you took issue with the fact that the fire district ultimately did so by providing me with one salary raise and returning my vacation sellback, which I had been doing for 6 years. Even though there were two passages in my contract that called for annual adjustments, your attorney lied to you and told you that I wasn't entitled. And then he told you to discount those adjustments. You either weren't smart enough to know that you were being lied to, or it was all part of the witch hunt plan and run with it. During the hearing, you brought up that gentleman's agreement over and over again, as if it was some sort of weird and immoral anomaly that I should ultimately not get paid more than those who I was supervising. Director Gordon goes on for 9 pages of questioning in the transcripts about that agreement, as if it was some sort of depraved action and demands to know if the agreement was discussed in open session. Director Anderson joined the fray and asked, quote, just to be clear, you don't have anything in writing other than the verbal agreement of the former fire chief and the president of the board that you would get your vacation buyback. That was page 109. As if I could pull some sort of document out of thin air for you. Again, later Anderson asks to make a case out of this and says, If only you had an email, a memo, or anything going back and forth saying that they promised you this. I told all six of you, or I'm sorry, I told all of you six different times during the hearing that I would research anything that you had questions about, but you already had your minds made up. Here's one of my quotes. If there's anything missing, if I can provide you with more clarification, please let me know so I can research it and find it. I'll provide it for the board. You never asked me for anything. So in 2017, during our research that followed, we found a document in one of the fire director's archives of an email that was passed between the directors. It specifically stated that I was promised to get my benefits back. That document was given to your attorney 5 years ago. Did he pass it on to you? And if not, why not? If he did, why didn't you act on it? That document stated its promise. And also all four fire district directors who were deposed a year later said that that was in fact a true document. Again, my question is, was that document passed on to the board? Director Anderson said, if you only had such a document, okay, you were given that document. So why didn't that change things? Or was your statement just another one of those empty lies to see what would stick? Tell us what you're going to do to address the fact that your attorneys either don't show you pertinent evidence, such as this one document, you were clamoring for it all over the hearing in 2015, or why you just make flippant, meaningless statements to retirees that if you had something, that you would act on it, and you didn't.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Nowicki. Your 3 minutes is up. Sounded like you were concluded. Thank you. Do we have any additional public comment in the queue this morning?
Not at this time. No.
All right. Thank you.